Okay, Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yotes. We're up to the Sif of Hilchos Terumos Ma'aseres. It's very humbling to realize that I know nothing about the basics of Terumos Ma'aseres, as opposed to Hilchos Shabbos, where I know some of the basics. But Terumos Ma'aseres, as we'll learn today, I don't know, I'm just happy I'm learning it, and we'll see what happens. Sif Yotes. Now, this sif is the basic rule, that if you have wheat, you have to separate Trumas Meiser, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. We learned the dinim, thank you, of Truma last week, the beginning of Sif Yotes, and basically, we learned at the bottom of the page on those who have the photostats. I'll read the Ramah again. Today we're going to go on to Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The Ramah had said, Noista bizmanazel l'chokayin sheyirtza, bechaber ben amaretz. Nowadays, you can give it to anybody. When Truma was tar, you couldn't give it to someone who's not trusted for tar and tumah. Bizmanazel, where it's tummy anyway. Give it to any kayin. Bafila enim yuchis. Rak mukzip kayin. Last week I mentioned, miyuchis means that there are two witnesses that his ancestor worked in the Beis Hamikdash. Very hard today to find anybody who you can say a witness that his ancestor worked in the Beis Hamikdash. That's a kayin miyuchis. Kayin mukzik. A kayin mugzik is enough. A kayin mugzik, our kayinim, are the kayinim who just got an aliyah or duchint, and that's enough. Someone who's mugzik is a kayin shloishim yayim in a city, has a din of a kayin mugzik, which is our kayinim, binyan aben, etc. So thank you. Sorry to trouble you. Going back to the Ramah. Vuhu sarfa, and the kain it burns it. V'yochel anichol la sarfa, achiyochel lahenais mimena b'shas reifa. Kain can hold on to it, burn it at a time that he has enough in the burning. Obviously, before electricity, this was a practical thing. A kain had oil that he could use. Today, there's no practical use, even if it's oil, but certainly if it's not oil, there's no practical use for truma tameya. A zar, someone who's not a kayin, cannot have a no when it's burning. This is the rule of ner lech or ner lameya. And once the kayin is doing it for himself, doing it for himself, he can do it for others as well. Avo. Shair Hanois. Thank you. Sheena Mechala Isa. Muteris Afil Lazarim. But any Hanoah that doesn't ruin it is Mutter for anyone. Truma is not Osa Bahanoah. You're allowed to have Hanoah from it if you can have a physical Hanoah. Some other Hanoah. A teacher wants to come into class and show the class a wheat, what wheat looks like, and the wheat happens to be truma, that's fine. It's not osur b'hanot. Kayin sh'eichel etzel Yisrael, if you invited your kayin neighbor in for a meal, noisim b'ner shemel shel truma. Even the Yisrael could put the ner shel truma, afu b'shoim in a kayin v'hoi l'chloi, even though the kayin leaves, once he leaves, it's orach l'chabaisa, atshichab v'me'atzma. Interesting kula. Once it's burning, you can let it keep on burning, Once it was lit beheter. A kayin can use it for Neir Shabbos. Yeah, a kayin can use it for Neir Shabbos. Again, it's only oil, which is only one of the many, many things of Truma. V'chol zeh mayri b'truma shehukshara. Now, this is also an important thing to you all know that wheat is not makabel tuma. Actually, any food is not makabel tuma unless it was made wet at one time. Shehukshara means hushal makabel tuma. Does nitmeis umutul sarfa. Then, once it's possible to get tummy, it does get tummy, you're allowed to burn it. Avalum lai hukshara. But it was never mushul kabal tuma, shlai nitma. This is a big tsaris. Now you have truma tahira, right? You have fruits that never became wet, and they become tamei. Also the sarfa, now burn it. It's a chiv shmira on truma tahira. But tayv lahashir aisa kaidem miruach. So don't get yourself in trouble. Before you do miruach, before it becomes chayv in truma, make sure to make it mushul kabal tuma kadesh kabal. Tuma v'yehemutul sarfa. You shouldn't get stuck with Shuma Tahira. If you're stuck with Shuma Tahira, there's very little.
You're
allowed to be with Tamit Tevel. So that.
You're
Machshir what?
Before
Miruach.
So now it's
going to be Tami anytime a person touches it, remember? No, but you're allowed to be with Tamit Tevel. There's no issue to Mitami Tevel, it's only issue to Mitami Truma. You're right. It's not enough to be mashed if you're not going to be. If you're going to spritz with the hose on it and then say Zutruma, you've got to make sure you touch it, right? You've got to make sure to be Mitama, the Tevel, before you separate the Truma. Because if it's not Tami and you separate Truma, that's Truma Tahira. And Truma Tahira, well, I don't know what you're going to do with it. But as soon as you touch it now, it's going to become Tame. Zechiv Shmiri, you're not allowed to make it Tame. It's a mitzvah say to be Shimer it. So you're really going to be stuck.
What if you never went to a Levaya and just washed it then before?
But you never went to a Levaya at all, but a person could become Tame from other things. Alright, the question, if Chalal Cherev is any metal keli, if you touch a watch that was at a Levaya, you also become Tame. It's very hard to... Lamaisa, it's very difficult to avoid being Tame, Bismanasa. The truth is, if a person is a Zav, also, if he becomes once in his lifetime a Zav, he's also a Tame. Or... Tzeruah, we don't have too much, but...
Why
before Miruach? You know, Chinami, you can do it after Miruach, as long as it's still Tevel. I don't know why it says, what's the Lashon? Tayv lahashir aysa, kaidem Miruach. You do it before Miruach, shach lamed hei, aval achem Miruach, gardens, chay betruma, osalach shiru, lakabal tuma. The Shah says it has to dafka be before Miruach. If the Miruach, when it's far in the Schayiv, it's also an Isser. The Gross says it in Nun as well. The Achakach Osir, Shagayrim La Toma, Neshamach Shira. Avakaydim Lachay Mutter, Legrain Toma, Kim Shane Hefsel Lachayim. Yeah. Okay. Suffice to say, it's us even after Mira. Okay. The farmer, Lamaisa, they always make it. Things are made wet anyway. Things are always, I think, are always cleaned. But. How do you touch all of it? How do you touch all of it? Yeah. Everything goes on a machine. You're going to have to hire only a Zav all the time. A Zav is with Tommy even if he presses a button and the machine goes and Tom behes it. But you'll advertise called Zav, it's a Ruav, a Chotamil, and a Fishadam. No, I don't know. It's not a joke. It's a good question. How do you with Tommy? If you're picking grapes off the tree, or if they're wet, you know, if it rains on them, if you're happy that they're wet, then it's tummy. But
liquid is not a problem.
But
you touch the bag.
What?
The bag of flour. The person is a tummy mate. So he touches the bag.
And the bear,
Keli could be metame. Yeah, Keli, it's a rishon can be metame also. So if you metame the bear, as they say, metame the Keli, that's in, and the Keli is metame the eichel. Okay, that's a rishon can be metame.
Can a woman need to make it metame?
She could also, yeah. A bag that's not mechol karka. Yeah, he means a bag of flour, as we say. She had a sack of flour.
That's
different from challah. See, challah you always mash it. You put water into it.
You don't have
flour. Yeah, well, we said that the kohen are not interested. That's why we don't give it to the kohen. If you'd be interested, we would give it to you. You don't have flour. Yeah, you don't have flour before meruach.
You have a sack of grain.
I don't know how you can avoid making a tummy. How are you going to avoid it? If you're not allowed to make a tummy after miruach, how are you going to do anything with it? Alright, so make sure. I don't know. You have to do it before miruach. Okay? I never thought about the practical aspects of it. Alright, maybe it's more challenging than I thought. I don't know. Alright. We'll see if I can find anything more on this Nakuda, but okay. Okay, let's see the Mechaber. V'achakach mafish min ha'shar echad me'asara v'nikra ma'isarishin. Good news, Levi, and we finally got something. Ma'isarishin v'naisnei l'levi yeshayim rim af l'kayin. And some say you don't have to give it to a Levi, you give it to a Kohen. I have to explain this because this is a not such a well-known sugya of the knas of Ezra, who made a knas on Leviim. Just finished the words. Al zeh nema b'toyrek yes maser b'nei Yisrael b'nei Levi inasati yes kol maser b'Yisrael. Okay, so a few points about Maaser Shein. The main point is the sugya of the knas that Ezra made. When Klal Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael and the Bayis Sheni, the Levim were poorly represented. There were Levim, but very few Levim that returned to Eretz Yisrael. And Leimi Bayin, the first group that returned, which was in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, but even in the second group that came later in Perek Zayin, when Ezra comes up, also the Levim are very poorly represented. So Ezra punished the Levim by doing something to them, Ma'aserishin. Now, I have to tell you the Sugyas HaGemara. The Gemara is in two places. The main place is in Yevamos Pei Vav. Yeshiva, we learn it in Ksubis Chavav. The Sugya is complicated because there are two machlaikes. First is a machlaikis, who gets Ma'aser Bisman Abayis, before Ezra's Gezeirah. Before Ezra's Gezeirah, who gets Ma'aserishin? So you all know, Levim get it. Does that include Kayanim? It says B'nei Levi. That's the Pasuk, L'B'nei Levi Sati is called Ma'aser B'Yisrael. So it's a Machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Kiva says Levi Dafka. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can give it to a Kayan as well, Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah. What?
He was a
Kayin. Ezra was a Kayin. Okay. Rosa ben Azariah was a Kayin. Ezra was also a Kayin. Okay. What? Truma was already separated before. Truma's Ma'aser. Yeah, yeah. You have to separate. We can keep it. We can keep it. Even if a Kayin is a farmer, he has to separate Truma's Ma'aser. He can keep it. He has to say Truma Ma'aser, Truma Ma'aser, and then he can keep it. Hafrosh is a mitzvah, and Achila is usually also a mitzvah. A Levi is also a mitzvah. Anybody who gets the Ma'aser, the Levi, whoever gets the Ma'aser takes off the Truma Ma'aser. Kayin cannot eat Tevel, right? The Kayin can't eat Tevel. You have to separate Truma Ma'aser, the whole business. He can keep it for himself, but he separates. Now, says Machlekes Min HaTorah, if it goes dafka to a Levi or to a Kayin or a Levi, Rabbi Kiva rolls him in Azariah. Generally, the halachah is Rabbi Kiva Mechaveirai, which means that generally you would give it to a Levi. Now Ezra came along and Ezra made a gzeira. There's a machlaikis in the Gemara, a second machlaikis. If Ezra, when he made his gzeira, said it goes to kayanim, or said it goes to aniyim. So there's a machlaikis, better known the shita that he gave it to kayanim. The Madiyami gave it to aniyim. This is the sugyas haGemara. The question is, why would we say he gave it to kayanim? So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says min haTorah, Levi and a kayan gets it. So we say that he wasn't oikar the deraisa, just took it away from the Levim and gave it to the kayanim. So the kayanim got it. According to Rabbi Kiva, pashtus. We'll see in a minute. But pashtus according to Rabbi Kiva, Ezra was oikar deraisa. So mitzvah deraisa of afrosha and nesina. Nesina, it would seem like Rabbi Kiva Ezra was oikar the deraisa in order to punish the Levi. I know it's right. Give it to a Levi. Ezra, no, give it either to a kohen or not. This is the sugyas haGemara. Now the problem with the whole sugyas haGemara or Rishonim is the kasha, is that there are many Gemaras in Shas, more in the Yerushalmi, but also in the Bavli, where it was after Ezra's time. And Leviim are getting nicer. The most famous case. Rav Gamliel on the boat. Rav Gamliel is on the boat, and it's a time of the third year. By the third year, you have to do videi maaser. You have to give away everything. He's running out of time, so on the boat he was with Rav Kiva and Rav Yeshua and others. So they had a conference, and a very lumdisha conference. It was a very lumdisha boat ride. And from the boat, he was makna the truma to
Rabbi
Ben Azariah. Was a kayin. He was makna the maisa to Rabbi Yeshua, was a levi, and the maisa ani to Rabbi Kiva was the gabe aniyim. So he did it, and he did it. He was played the maisa sheni. So he did everything on the boat. 1 minute, Rabbi Yeshua bechanina. It was a levi. Why did he give it to Levim? Now you might ask, who was earlier, Ezra or Rabbi Gamliel?
I have to check.
So, what? Oh, so 1 second. So that's the issue. So Ezra was earlier. So if Ezra made a takana to take it away from the Levim, why are they giving it to the Levim? This is the kasha Tosis and Ksubas Dachavav in other places as well. Is the kasha. So there are two turutsim to the kasha. One is the Mechaber Shita, one is the Ramah Shita. The Mechaber is, of course, who? Mechaber always follows the Rambam. So the Rambam, when he brings down the knas that Ezra made, he says, Ezra was kindest to Levim bizmanoi. That's his lashon. Made a knas to the Levim of his generation. And since he made the knas to the Levim of his generation, it does not apply for future generations. So Baruch Hashem, you can still, as of now at least, you can still give us Levim. Still waiting in Eretz Yisrael to get some Maiserishin. It'll probably happen eventually. Maiserishin you can eat when you're Tomei. No? So I don't know. Hope they don't give me broccoli. You take Maiser from Shumas and Maiser from broccoli, you think so?
Mushrooms.
No, mushrooms are Pater. What?
Shh.
Don't tell them. Maybe somebody will still give it to the Levim. It says the following. This is the Lashon HaRambam. Ezra, this is the Rambam Hilchos Maaseh, Perek Aleph Halacha Daled. Ezra Kanes HaSalavim Bizmanoi Shalidu LeMaaseh Rishon Eliyitnu LeKayanim Lefi Shaloi Olo Imai BiYerushalayim. So the Rambam says Ezra Kanes HaSalavim Bizmanoi, only in his man. Says in the Rav Chaim Kineski in his Pirush, right, Zmani Nikra Kozman Abaye Sheni, Avalachar Churbin Bitlus HaKnas. So it's very good. So Bizman Azeh, the Knas is bottled. This is Shita Sarambam, that's the Mechaber Shita. Tosis Shita is that Loi Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, min haTorah you give it to Levim and Kayanim, and the Knas is you give it only to Kayanim and Aniyim. We pass like Rabbi Kiva. Koit Rabbi Kiva min haTorah it's Levim. Midrabanan it's Levim or Kayanim. They weren't oikah the Levim. They weren't oikah the Deraisa. They said that Kayanim could get it as well. That was Ezra's Knas, Taisa's Shita. Levi or Kayanim. So now you look at this one line here, the Mechaber Amar, and you understand it. Well, let me just say, V'daystai l'Levi. The Mechaber says that you give it to a Levi. The Ramah says, V'yesh Eimrim af l'Kayin, the Shach Lamed Zayin, Shekatsu alavim b'mei Ezra al shaloi alu. So therefore, Yesh Eimrim af l'Levi. Therefore, the Ramah says, you give it to the Levi as well. Aflakayin, the Granun Beis, Ayin Tosik Suvis Chavav, Kaimelok Rebbe Kiva Mechaveroi, Pelzik Rebbe Kiva, that mean a Torah is only a Levi, and a Drabanan, Levi and Kayin Va'oid, the Chalasugius. It's hard to read the Gran unless you learn the Tosfos, you know. Va'oid, the Chalasugius, what is he talking about? He means there are many Sugius in Shas, that way, Va'oid, Habi Sugius Mestisim, Gamar, Yusham, Yishnai, still a Levi, Kulan Rebbe Kiva. The Ayin Taisis Yivam is Pevam Med Beis. Aval Rambam Kosev Shez Velaikonis El Alavim Shabedai Rai. Look at the Gra's Lashon. The Rambam's Lashon was Bizmanai. His God Gairus is Lavim Shabedai Rai. Only his generation. I know, but the Rechak Yassi Taisit Ad Chor Ben Bayis. I don't know. Vade the Sugis Anam Echicha Shnaisim Lavim Davka. On Sugis Subis Vivam is Sabsait and Sarachia. So we have here two shitas on how the knas worked. Is it the gav bizman hazeh? So I want to tell everybody: you want to be yaitzah kol hashitas, give it dafka to a levi, and not to a kohen. If you give it to a kohen, you're good like Tosfos and the Ramah, and like the Rambam. If you give it to a levi, then you're safe. So that's our
make friends with tribe.
The kind of should make friends with us.
No,
the Levim. Levim should make friends. They're all going to give us Levim. That's just going to happen. So.
At the very best, it'll be.
All right. No, the Akira is Meshav Al Tase. No, you're giving it to Kayin. The Akira is you're not giving it to Levi. There's no Avera to give it to Kayin. There's no Issa. There's no Lavin to give it to Kayin. There's an Issa. There's a Mitzvah Sase to give it to a Levi. So he was like, the Mitzvah give it to a Levi. Yeah, if you give it to Yisrael, not over alive, you're being mevatel of its assay. It's a bit of assay. It's not kashya. My submission has no kedusha, but it's a mitzvah anyway. It's a mitzvah anyway. Yeah. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says maybe Rabbi Shua was an oni. He said the knas is given to Kayim or Aniyim. So I know it's traveling first class. There was because that was on the Nasi's bill. He wasn't paid. So maybe it was an Ani. She says if he was an Ani, why would he give the Maisa Ani to someone to Rabbi Kiva to Gaba? He should give it also to the Ani. Not Mustafa, he gave it to Malsani. Mustafa, he gave it to Maslevi. So Yeshua got Maslevi. So halacha l'maisa, we have a raya that a person could give it then as well. You certainly can't give it to Yisrael. Yeah, that's for sure. How do you explain why the Levim weren't Eila Regal? I'll tell you a possible. I'll answer you. They were asking Jews in Bavel, who for the most part were comfortable, to give up everything and go to Eretz Yisrael. At least the Yisraelim who went to Eretz Yisrael got a piece of land. They still had Nachlas Avosam. The Levim were not getting a piece of land. They didn't have the same incentive to go. You have to realize most Israelim didn't go either. 42,000 went up in the first group, and another 7,000 went up with Ezra. So maybe 50, maybe altogether 60,000 went up. But 50,000 of at least a million. So it was a smaller. But anyway, what? Yes, sure. Nachas Avaisam. Sure, that was 52 years after they left. I mean, where, to the degree that they were able to, but the Pasuk says in Ezra that they went. You have to remember, Yehuda and Binyamin were able to go. Don or Asher or Zvulun, they had a harder time because the Jewish settlement was centered around Yehuda. But the Pasuk says they went back to Nachas Avaisam.
That's right.
They basically had a concept. Well, it's Mami Shemai Taivim, which, whatever the Hezbollah is, doesn't have Dine Mami. It's a little hard to know why, but that's the halacha. But it's Mami Shemai Taivim, and therefore there's no Dine Mami. Where is this Takana? To separate his one mitzvah, to give his a second mitzvah. It's a bit of an essay. Yeah.
So, intended to be an inducement for more of the beings to come. Doesn't this work the opposite way? If they know they're coming up, but they're not going to get money.
It's a good question. Doesn't it have a negative effect?
Punishing the wrong
doesn't
people.
Have a negative effect.
That's why you say
I hear, you know, you want to improve your trade balance, so you make tariffs. So it's a negative effect. It's going to be there back. I don't know. Ezra Wade, I guess Ezra Wade, the thing. The truth is, Ezra's call was to all the Yidden who didn't come. It was a tremendous disappointment. Yeah. All the Yidden didn't come. And you know, Ezra came with 7,000, Yashkayach. You know, he forced all those that were not Miuchasim to come. Whoever didn't have a proper Yichus, he forced them to come. He left Bavel Kesel's Nikia. He took out all the native Miuchasim. So of the 7,000, you know, you don't know how many of them were sort of compelled to come. Now, here I want to mention something to you on behalf of the Levian before we finish my Sashemi. In the Hakashirim, we started this time. I'm going to try to do the second half of Yecheskel, which is a beautiful Nacht that's not learnt as much as other things are not learnt. Yecheskel even more, because everyone somehow thinks that since we don't learn Ma'aser Merkava, it's Gzeira the whole Tanakh, like Oyla Rosh, Oyla Shcheinu. You can't learn the first parak, I can learn the second parak. Well, my grandson, who's a third grader, extremely brilliant, as all grandchildren are, told me that he'd love to be a farmer, but his Rebbe said he's a Levi. Mashiach comes, he can't be a farmer. So I told him he's wrong, because when Mashiach comes, Levim will also get an equal chelik in Eretz Yisrael to any of the other Shvatim. I told him, though, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, and not, how do you tell them? Not all the Rebbeim learnt Yecheskel. So not so many know. But Mashiach comes, Levim will get a chalik. Okay. All right, it's mentioned when MRE meeting. What? Bikshu lignoi sefer Yecheskel. Not gonzu sefer Yecheskel. Bikshu lignoi sefer Yecheskel. But you can't be a farmer in the 22 cities. 48 cities. Okay. Okay. Of course.
Okay.
All right. These are all. Are we only darshaning the improvements for the Levim, the upgrades? Right. The question is: the Levim get a chelik? Truth is, there's a lot in the Torah that the Levim not supposed to have a chelik in it. So the question is: how you make Ezra fit with the lav in the Torah? Yecheskel fits. So I mean, it's Hashem. We hope to get to it. It says, "Big Shul Ignaz Sefer Yecheskel." There are many stiras kaviyachot to the Torah's mission. Maybe we're going to get to 42 cities and 48 cities. It'll even be 51 because the Mashiach comes, they're going to add. It says in the Shloish Aratz, they're going to add more, or what? So, Cheskel himself was a Kayan, that's true. Okay, one more Nakuda. To answer the question of why we don't give Levi and Bizman Hazeh, why don't we give Ma'aser Rishon to Leviim? So the Chazaynish in Hilchos Shviyos Perakei Halachi Yudbei says something. There are two things he says, but the Ikar the Getos is the following. He says, "Im Yitnu Loi, if they're going to give to the Leviim, Yisrabu Ha'olim Al Piatzman. Many people are going to say, hey, I'm a Levi. Yeah, right. They're going to call Yisrabu Ha'olim Al Piatzman, B'sheker. Hilkach. Kivan She'em B'yadeinu Lahamir Ados Al Tila. Well, that should be like in the time of Ezra, they had a Goyrin and they had to be a registered Levi. Shkivan She'em B'yadeinu Lahamir Ados Al Tila. Roi Shaloi Litnan. That's what the Chazanish says, and he says therefore dafka not to give to the Levim. The Kuntrus and Trumas and Isis from the Chazanish says dafka not to give. Now I want to mention sort of an addition. When we started, I mentioned that even the Maisa'ani, the Chazanish says livchar harabim miyutai, that if Tachshem are going to be makvit to give Maisa'ani, the farming industry, no one's going to do anything. It's going to stay tevel. So he said, "Livcha harav miyutai." Let's make sure they separate it. If they give it, it's their business. I said, they should give, but if they give, it's their business. But the Chazanish made these types of sharis, which only Chazanish could do, in order that to safeguard the kashrus of things in Eretz Yisrael. I imagine that forcing them to give it to Leviim would likewise be a disincentive to the farmers who are not religious to be shomer. They'd be shomer these dinim. But that the Chazanish goes so far as to say roi shaloi litnan, that's a chiddush. Now, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, someone gives me my serishin, I'll take it. There's no the dinah, the Gemara is that he should be giving it to me. But the Chazanish makes this Rosh Hashanah option.
But there's a way.
What? It's a Klal Yisrael Cheshbon. Only Gedali Yisrael could do it.
What's the problem?
No, I'm not afraid of it. We're afraid that the Yichsin of Klal Yisrael are going to get all mixed up. No one's going to know he's a Levi. He's not a Levi. I had a young man in our Sameach, we got to know. His last name is Levin. And his family is not religious a few generations. He assumes he's a Levi. And granddad, he got married here in the States. I was at his wedding. I was actually in Masada Kedushin. He went back to Eretz Yisrael to learn. And he had a Bechar. And he was getting Aliyas as a Levi. So one of the teachers, one of the Rebbeim in our Sameach said, you know, just because your name is Levin, you can't rely on it. Got to try to find the tombstone of a Zayda, an Elder Zayda. So he looked into it. That place will help you look into it. Turns out his name is Leb. And when he came to America for some reason, on Ellis Island, where they changed everyone's names, so they changed. They took Levine from someone else and gave it to him, and he became Levine. And it doesn't say anything about a Levi. It's a tombstone with Hebrew lettering. It doesn't say he's a Levi. So I was at the Pinyan HaBen. And it was a double Pidyon HaBen. He was paid himself, and then he was paid his Bechar. The Kayer is Rabbi Orlovsky, who doesn't need a funny situation to be funny, but this, wow, you know, like two Pidyon HaBens in one shot. So he spoke beautifully. He spoke very amusingly. But anyway, my point is that to know Levim are is also, you know, the Kadoh Kainim are so to know Levim. Yeah, well, you want to keep the Yusim straight.
Maybe to avoid the problem, we could just say, okay, from today, anyone who gets an Aliyah in Shul today, and when no one's getting my turn today.
In which Shul are you going to do it?
Whatever.
A list of what?
Mashiach,
all the Shuls that are cooperating.
Whenever Mashiach comes, and now people are going to want to claim to be ladies, go back 5 years. Make the takon, go back 5 years. Whoever was a lady 5 years.
When is Mashiach coming in 5 years?
No, whenever, to avoid the problem, people always.
We'll call all the Gaboyim. We'll call all the Gaboyim and make a list of Levim.
Right, so if you want your mice approved 5 years ago, you were a lady, and then you'll get
okay,
it.
Very good. Mask him. Okay. You have to have 5 years ago. You could prove yesterday.
Right.
We're not chayshish anybody like yesterday.
You get into a fight with the gabbai.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're done for the moment with Maaserishin. So what do we learn about Maaserishin? Two or three chidushin. Number one, about Ezra's Takana. That Ezra's Takana, Lamaisa, doesn't apply today. You can give it to a lady, like the Ramah to a Kayin too. Second thing we learned, Erech Agav, I told you that Levim will get Karka in Eretz Yisrael, Bekarbi Aveno. And number three, the Chazaynish's Roy Shalai Litnam, that's why Levim don't get up his man says. You gotta try to remember this. You meet a Levi, you tell him, how come you never got my Maaserishin? He scratches his head. You would think, I'm making fun of myself also, you know, I think every from Yeshiva boy would know. So I have no idea why. Terry says, the Chazaynish said, Roy Shalai Litnam, and that carried the day. Seems to have carried the day. What? Yeah, so no, Reb Chaim is quoting someone. The question is that the Gros Lashon is Ladairai and the Rambam's Lashon is Lazmanai. So he's quoting, he would never argue with the Gros. You're right. He's quoting Chazaynish and Michas Chinuch and Muchach Meir Rikorkis. He brings Makairis for what he says it's Bizmanai, and the Yavtzer Gamliel was Lachar HaKorban according to that. He means the Machlekes of Rekiva lives in Azariah. Why did he argue about Ezra's Takana? So Rekiva lived from before the Korban until after the Korban. So he's saying is either just theoretical or else it's when the Gezeira still apply. Okay, so let's throw Maaser Sheni. Okay, next, all in one sif. That's what he says, from before the Korban until after the Korban. He lived 70 years after the Korban, he lived 120 years. He died about 70 years after the Korban, so he was the Bethlehem.
He was by Bar Kokhba.
That's 70 years after the Korban.
No, that's 70 years after the Korban.
The destruction. Okay. Back to the Mechaber. Vachach mafrish mehashar. Have it. Achakach mafrish meyashar echa meyasara. Afterwards, you separate from what remains. You only have 90% or slightly under 90% left. You separate a tenth. Vuhu nikra maaser sheni. Vula bailov. You don't give that away. You keep it. Ubesimin zeh yizbaru mishpatov. So sif. Well, let me finish. Let me finish. Sif kuflamid aleph to kuflamid tes are the dinim of Maaser Sheni. If you want the man Hashlama Seinyan, it's those nine sifim. Yisparo mishpatov. All of them are aser to aser, two maestris, and that's Maaser Sheni. I will say there's em afrisha mishana rishayna mea shavua, the first of the 7 year cycle. Ubishnia revius of mechamishis. You all should know this. Years 1, 2, 4, and 5. That's called Maisa Oni. At the end of 3 years, you've given everything. Shemitah, we'll get to it in a minute. This is Maisa Oni. For a reason not clear to us, the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the rules of Maaser Ani. At the last Ramah, the Simin says, Harava Mechabe Hishmit Kol Dinei Maaser Ani Shekasav HaTor Sheshlomim Harba Dinei Tzedakah. That's what it says all the way at the end of the Simin, the last Ramah in Shin Lamed Aleph, Efshe Shesamach Asmei HaMashin Nizbar B'Dinei Tzedakah. So maybe relied on Dinei Tzedakah, it says Uzanani. Now, given that the Siman is 146 sifim long without my Sani, so you wonder. But if that wasn't a contributing factor, The Talmidim may have been getting antsy after 146 Sifrim. But anyway, Dina Maisani exists, but let's just talk about Maisa Sheni first. It's not. I think it does. There's the same Shtei Maisers every year. I think it's in town. So check it out. Okay, anyway, getting back here. Maisa Sheni. So there are a few nekudas you have to know about Maisa Sheni. Before I get to the Bizman Hazeh of Maisa Sheni, which will surprise you as well, do you ever see anybody in Yerushalayim offer you some Maisa Sheni? So you're allowed to eat it Petumah. So this is Hasei to eat it in Yerushalayim.
You're allowed to eat Petumah?
You're my Sheni, yes. No, no, my Sheni, you're allowed to eat Petumah. I'll explain to you in a minute. What's called by the Kaisik is a Chirit. They give out donuts afterwards, so they can get access to my Sheni wheat and sugar and whatever. As I'll explain to you again, it's like it's Amaratus that we don't know. There's no Shachantaz. Generally, the Shachantaz on these Sifim are very. Very brief, if they exist at all. I want to give you a background, Nekuda, and then the Halacha L'Maisa. In the background, by Maisa Sheni, there's a Machlokes Tanoim, Remein the Chachamim. If Maisa Sheni Mamin Gavaya, or Maisa Sheni Mamin Hedyit, what does that mean? Maisa Mamin Hedyit means it's your money, it's a Mitzvah in Yerushalayim. Mamin Gavaya means you only own the Tevis HaNoah Shavai. It's not really yours. It has a Shem Kedusha on it, a certain level of I don't want to call it Hegdish, but a certain level of Mama Gavaya. And the main nafkaminas, for example, if you can be Mekadosh Anisha, the Gemara says, with Maisa Sheni, if you use it as a mashkin for a loan, or even if you could sell it. It says, Ein Meichrin, it's considered bezayin to sell Dvarim Shel Hegdish. And therefore, there's a machlaikis in the Gemara, if Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavaya, Mamun Hedya, we paskin that it's Mamun Gavaya, that you own the Tevis HaNoah Shavai, and that's the Pesach of the Rambam, and that's the basic idea. It's a little more complicated than this. There's a shaila if you have to separate Chala from wheat of Maisa, dough of Maisa Sheni, this Mamun Gavaya, you shouldn't have to separate Chala. But with regard to us, I just want to mention the basic nekuda regarding Maisa Sheni. Now, why don't we have Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh? So again, like I said, you know, I learned this. I'm ashamed to say that it's not something that I was familiar with. I can't say I never learned it. But Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh is not eaten Yerushalayim. And the reason is the following. It's the Rambam Perek Beis of Hilchas Maisa Sheni, Halacha Aleph. Noyig b'fnei Abayis, v'shaloi b'fnei Abayis. Aval einoi nechol b'Yerushalayim, elo b'fnei Abayis. Maisa Sheni b'zman hazeh nalein Yerushalayim. Shenemar, Maiser d'goncha t'yroshcha v'yitzarecha, uv'chayres b'karcha v'tzaynecha. Why does it say b'char together with Shumas and Maisris? Mepiashmu alamdu, ma b'char einoi nechal ela b'fnei Abayis, and Maisa Sheni lo yechal ela b'fnei Abayis. That means that b'zman hazeh, there's no heter to eat Maisa Sheni, even in Yerushalayim. Later, in this siman, in Sif Kuf Lamed Hei, which is quite a ways down the road, in Sif Kuf Lamed Hei, the Mechaber brings, I'm sorry, Kufla Megimel, Bizman Hazeh, I'm sorry, Kufla Megbehis, Eine Nechel B'Yisholayim, Lofnei Habayis, Loshon Rambam, Shnei Med Gnotz, Yashem Yitzarech, B'Kharis Chavis Nechel, B'Yashmu Alamdu, Ma'Bechari Nechel, Lofnei Habayis, Ha'Mayis Yishen Yechel, Lofnei Habayis, Lofnei Habayis. Now this is what it says, Halacha L'Maisa, and therefore, we never heard that anybody should have Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh. So you all know, what do we do Maisa Sheni? We paid it. Pidyamaisa Shani. Now, if a farmer has $1 million worth of wheat, how much of it is he going to have to give to Maisa Shani? 90,000, more or less, right? Because he gives a tenth to the levy, and it's a lot to be paid. So we all know that if you pay the on a pruta, it works. And then we also know that when you pay the Maisa Shani, if you pay it for yourself, you have to add a chaymish. Very, very confusing. You pay it for yourself, you have to add a chaymish. But you pay that a pruta, it's good. Well, how does that work? So the answer is that Bizman Abayis, you're not allowed to be paid it on a pruta. The Gemara only says if you pay that on a pruta, it's padu, it's chal. It's the halach of ein oino lehegdish. If you cheat a hegdish, there's no din oino. Since we pass Gemaisa Sheni Mom and Gavaya, since we pass Gemaisa Sheni is a type of hegdish, that's why if you paid it on a pruta, it's padu. But that's b'di'evit. You're not supposed to cheat hegdish l'chatchila. So b'zman abayis, you're not paid on a pruta. You pay that on everything. Zman hazeh, since it goes to Ibud anyway, so the Mechaber is going to bring later in Sif Kuf Lamed Gimel. He says, Bizman hazeh, im rotzi leftes maaseh sheni, shavamana, bepruta, lechatchila, paida. That's what we do. We paida a lot of maaseh sheni, even on one pruta. And mashach pruta liyamagalu, and you get rid of the pruta, you destroy it, and that's I think what we know today. Yerushalayim, you don't have to know anything. In our olden days, we used to have these little cards, and we used to buy a juice drink and say the nusach and pour a little bit down the sewer or something for Maaseh Sheni. But that's the halacha. Now, one of the surprises I saw here is the Rambam. Now the Mechaber doesn't bring it, so even the Sfaradim seems are not knowing this way. The Rambam says, Midos Chasidus, Shepayde Maisa Sheni Bizman Azeh Bishovyov, Kedera Shepayde Naisi Bifnei Abayis. Hagoinim, Vahiru Hagoinim, these guys are abroad in Taisis, Shemrotza Liftais, Shavamana Bepruta, Lechatchila Bizman Azeh Payde. To me, this was a Pella. Still a Pella. Midas Chasidus to do what? A man has $1 million worth of Tua. Midas Chasidus is to take $90,000 and throw it to the Yamagomu. That's what Rambam seems to say. The Midas Chasidus is to be paid it on Shavyav and throw it into the Yamagomu. Why are you throwing $90,000 in the Yamagomu? Give it to Staka. Or give it to where the cause is. Give it to Yeshidus. Give it to some. That's Midas Chasidus, a double pillar, this Rambam. Where did Rambam get this from? Where the Rambam gets this from, there's a Gra, and I'll show you the Gra later. The Gra says, the same problem we had with Ezra's Takana. I told you, by Maaseh Rishon, Ezra made a Takana. So all the Rishonim say, hey, we find later that they're giving Levium. Oh, so we have two roots. It's the same problem the Rambam had with the idea that after this man ha habayis that you go down a pruta is that we find Amiroim that gave a tenth, that gave the shear of Maaseh Sheni. They separate Maaseh Sheni and they gave the shear. So what's going on? Why do they give the shear if it's not Noyim Bizman Abayis? Why are they doing it? If I remember correctly, it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It says that the Gezeiros of Yechem and Zakai say in the Zman that the Beis Hamikdash stood, they said, Maaseh Sheni, you're not paid around Yerushalayim, Kedei La'ater Shuka Yerushalayim Peiris. So people should bring the Peiris to Yerushalayim. So afterwards, after the Chorban, Nimnu Alav, and they said that it's a korban. You can be right, and there's no such din. So it says that I think it was Rabbi Yeshua. He went. He was mafker as Maaseh Sheni because he didn't want to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. He can't be paid it. You don't have to schlep it. I was mafker it. Let Aniyim take it. They said you didn't hear. they made a gezeira. Rabbi Yechem Zakeh said, after the korban, you could be paid it. Because why did they make a gezeira? You can't be paid it. Saviv Yerushalayim, Kedelaat Der Shukei Yerushalayim BePeiris. When there's a Beis Hamikdash, you wanted to beautify the Shukei Yerushalayim. But Bizman said, there's no Beis Hamikdash, so you could take it and you could be paid it. But the Gemara is saying clearly that after the korban, He was stuck with a lot of mice, with Maisa Shani. He wanted to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. And he said that let Daniim take it. His mafkel Daniim, let Daniim take it. Why? If it's only a pruta? If you don't eat Yerushalayim, his man after the korban anyway, so what's he mafkel Daniim? Who's schlepping it up to Yerushalayim? No one's schlepping it up.
Well, what was he afraid about schlepping to Yerushalayim anyway? He wasn't there. You couldn't eat in Yerushalayim either.
That's the kasha. If you say the bizman hazeh ki Yerushalayim, what's he talking about schlepping up to Yerushalayim? If I didn't approve it, finished. So this bothered the Rambam. So therefore, the Rambam said must be midas chasidus bizman hazeh to give kedei shavya. The Gra brings the Rambam. He actually brings the Rambam earlier in Yeridaya at Simarei Tzadik Dalet, Siv Chaf Aleph, Sukkot Chaf Aleph. And the Gra says it's not Mukhruch. Because I told you there's a machlaikis in Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavaya, Mama Hedyat. There's actually Rameir and the Chachamim. We pass it for Rameir, a Yachid, that it's Mama Gavaya. He said, if it's Mama Gavaya, if you play down a Pruta, it's good, because ain't no Allah Hegdish. So he says it could be that those Amirahim held that it's Mamon Hedyot. So he can't be paid down a pruta. So they were stuck. That's what the Gra says. Chaim Kanievsky adds that they had Eifa Para Aduma until the time of Abaya and Rava, a few centuries. After the Churban, they still practiced Tahara. They still had Eifa Para. And when the government allowed, they still had a Mizbeach. They were able to be Makrav Karbanis. So Chaim Kanievsky brings a second teretz here on this Rambam, that the Rambam is bothered, why after the Churban, if there's no Maaseh Sheni, what's going on? So he says, because there was a time after the Churban, they still had Eifa Para, that they were able to bring Karbanis. So the pasuk is so calls a man that it was shaykh to be makar of a bachar. They still had a mitzvah ma'aseh sheni. So the kitzur of it is that we learned something today about ma'aseh sheni you probably didn't know, that ma'aseh sheni bizman hazeh is no eating Yerushalayim, same as a kasuv. Bizman hazeh we separate on a pruta. The Rambam was bothered because the Agamoris that Amiram after the Churban did separate a tenth, and the Rambam holds it's a Midas Chasidus to separate a tenth, which is a plea to throw away the money, it's a Pella. And there are other turrets among the Rambam's cash. Yeah, I bring up Yerushalayim. I'm sorry. They separated a tenth and brought it and presumably brought it in. In Rama's bothered they separated a tenth. It is the issue. Why, if you can't eat it, why would they separate a tenth?
You mean afrosh, you mean pidyon, you're right.
Okay, you're right. The question is, why did they do pidyon on a prut? You're right. Afrosh, you have to do. No, it could be in the Torah. Yeah, but it's only Bizman Abayas.
So why was the Gemara just said that Rabbeinu said you can't be paid in Yerushalayim, which is Tomei.
Well,
Mandyoma says if it's Maaseh Sheni Tomei, he says you can be paid.
Now, there's something called the Pruta Chamura, which I know is very confusing to many people. So I'd like to explain the Pruta Chamura, which is sort of the second topic of Maaseh Sheni. Those who are in Eretz Yisrael knew, you want to play the Maaseh Sheni, you need a Pruta Chamura. Today you don't need a Pruta Chamura. What's going on? The answer is the following. It's not possible to be paid a Pachus Mishava Pruta. You can't do most momentistic dealings or less than a pruta. You can be kind of less than a pruta. Now, if you're a farmer, your meiser is more than a pruta. If you go into the local makolet and they squeeze some orange juice for you, and you have orange juice, you want to separate a tenth for the levy and whatever, and then you're separating the meiser sheni may not be worth a pruta. It's not worth a pruta. You can't be paid it. You can't be paid the less than a pruta on a coin. It's just, there's no mechanism by which. So what do you do? You mitzaref it with other meiser sheni. You paid it together. If you have five friends and all of them together, you say the five of us should be padi on a coin. Pruta chamura is a coin. It's funny, they call it pruta chamura. It's dafka, not a pruta. It's a pruta, it doesn't work. You have to have a coin, let's say a shekel coin or a 10 shekel coin, on which you already separated meiser sheni worth more than a pruta. In other words, you have a coin, you separate meiser sheni more than a pruta, and that coin is called the pruta chamura. Once you have a pruta chamura on the same coin, you could separate even less than a pruta. Since tzirif works, even though the tzirif is two different days, that's the din of pruta chamura. Now, once you have a pruta that has meiser sheni in it, so it already has one pruta, it could have 1.1 prutas also. So you have to have a pruta chamura if what you're separating is less than a pruta on something else. Now, people have come to me that they went usually to Costco and they bought, and they find it's from Israel, they bought either peppers or tomatoes or whatever. They bought and so I tell them, I give them the nusach, I separate. They say, what about pruta chamura? I tell them, don't worry. Baruch Hashem, prices have gone up. There's no problem a pruta chamura if what you bought costs more than a dollar. Then you can buy anything in Costco for less than a dollar. Whatever you bought, you can't buy anything anywhere for less than a dollar. I mean, you know, it's like, if what you bought is a dollar, then the pruta is going to be, the meiser sheni is going to be 9 cents on the dollar, right? You bought a dollar, so truma is a mashu, and then truma is 10, so you're left with 9 cents. So 9 cents is a pruta. So today, because of the way things are, you really never need a pruta chamura. You need a pruta. You need a coin. You paid it. You mafresh it on the coin. And the coin itself, you throw it to the Yamagadol or Sheep Said Bay. You throw it in a place where it won't be found. Not into shallow water. You know, throw it in a place where people go swimming and might find it. But otherwise, you get rid of it in that type of way. So that's why the din of a pruta chamura don't apply. So basically, what I'm telling you about Meiser Sheni that you probably didn't know is A, that Bismanazet's not eaten in Yerushalayim, that's why we paid it on a pruta. And B, that the whole pruta chamura tumul is only with a pidyon is less than a pruta. And not today, where you never have such a mitzvah, come out never, it could happen. But you come out never have such a pidyon. Okay, we'll deal with Shemitah next week.